You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This is a story that caught my eye. We touched on one part of this about 45 minutes ago, but it was a big old survey that was done by one of the online dating companies. Surveyed 5,000 people and wanted to find out kind of the state of being single in America today and what people were thinking. The one that stood out to me was kind of interesting. The number one thing that people are looking for in a partner, a year ago, it was physical attractiveness.
Okay.
It's not now.
What is it?
It's now, Jeremy, emotional maturity.
Well, how nice is that?
Or as my mother would say it, emotional maturity.
Yeah.
That's what people want. Be somebody who is emotionally mature. Think you fill the bill?
Are you asking me personally or mm-hmm. our listeners?
You.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd be fine.
I don't mean to laugh, but I do. The thought of you now as a 40-something-year-old man back out in the dating 40-something.
World. 40-something? I'm only 41.
Well, you're 42 in a few days.
We don't need to talk about that.
Old man.
I would be awesome. 50, I'd be awesome out in the dating scene. Are you kidding me?
So.
Oh my god. This time around.
Shoot. Even Nicole
tearing it up. Tearing it up.
Nicole would be saying that dude didn't stand a chance. Get a load of this. 50%. That's half of young singles. They are open to a long distance relationship. That used to be something that people didn't want to do. Suddenly, people are like, yeah, I can do that.
It's a little easier now with FaceTime and everything, I guess.
Yeah, you're right. And speaking of which, half of young singles also now have had a video date before meeting in person. They say it helps them determine if they want to meet that person in person.
Mm-hmm.
And they think it helps to avoid a bad date. And sure, why not? I mean, why use Zoom for just like work meetings or catching up with family?
You can use it for working at meetings.
Exactly.
Does it show any sort of stats on who has actually kissed the screen?
Only Jeremy. I tell you what, and if you're saying, oh, how can you develop chemistry during a video date? Well, almost 8 out of 10 say they have. Sure they have felt a chemistry during a video date.
Yeah, of course you could.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Yeah.
What else is trending?
Well, it's
we
Veterans
mentioned
Day.
That it's Veterans Day.
Yeah,
let's
look at
talk
that.
About that.
A lot of freebies today. If you are a vet, man, you can totally make the rounds today. Outback Steakhouse is giving out free bloomin' onions. You can have that. Make sure you drink a big glass of water with that.
Nothing says thank you for your service to our country. Here's a bunch of calories.
Here's some
and sodium.
Protect your heart. Like I said, drink some water with that. IHOP is doing their red, white, and blueberry pancakes for free today.
Oh, that's cool.
You can get a free single classic burger at Smash Burger. Free order of 10 boneless wings at B-Dubs. Wendy's has free breakfast. Dunkin' and Krispy Kreme, free donuts. And I will give a shout-out to my friends over at Boyer's Coffee because they give a lot of money to the radio station. Free drip coffees today, 73rd in Washington in Denver. If you're looking
and
for
what's
a
that company
cup of
again,
Joe,
Jeremy?
Boyer's Coffee. That'll be $500. What else is going on? Here's your crap on celebrities. Benedict Cumberbatch, a.k.a. Doctor Strange. He is in a new movie coming out for Netflix. It's called The Power of the Dog. And it's a Western movie, and he decided to go all in with his character. And I guess in this movie, he smokes a lot of cigarettes, and he didn't do the herbal cigarettes that a lot of actors use that are supposed to be better for you. He actually rolled his own cigarettes for this movie, and he was saying there was take after take after take of him smoking, and he actually gave himself nicotine poisoning 3 times throughout the filming. I didn't even know that was a thing, but he was sucking down the smokes, man. He also learned a whole bunch of other Western skills, like roping and whittling and playing the banjo.
Whittling?
And castrating bulls.
Oh, my.
My goodness. He even refused to bathe during the filming. He said he wanted a layer of stink on him to make it more legit during filming. My
yeah,
God.
That's the ultimate in method acting.
He's
right there,
all
right?
In right there, man.
But the crew couldn't have been too happy
like,
about
stay
that.
Away from BC over there. Also, speaking of country, this is for country fans. The big CMAs were on last night. Luke Combs won Entertainer of the Year last night, but Chris Stapleton dominated. Won Best Male Vocalist of the Year, Best Album of the Year, and Best Song of the Year.
So he's pretty good?
He's really good. And the song is called Starting Over, and I suggest you put that on this weekend with you and your lady friend and make sweet, sweet love on the kitchen island.
Oh, my God.
That's baby-making song right there.
Let's move on.
It's one of those, if there's stuff on the kitchen island, that's the time where you put your arm on it and you just slide it all off. Then you take each other right there.
Oh, wow.
A couple animal stories trending this morning. A lobster fisherman in Maine caught a very rare, 1 in 100 million, cotton candy lobster. Hi, I'm a cotton candy lobster. So I guess it's like a bluish, pinkish color, and he's going to donate it to an aquarium. He's refusing to let anyone eat it.
Well,
so I
good.
Guess it's quite a find, man. Quite a find.
Pretty rare.
Very rare. List out this morning where they surveyed 2,000 people and said, what fills you with rage? Ugh, you turn into the Hulk right away. Number one is just when somebody cuts in line in front of you.
That's it, huh?
That's it. Rude people in general made the list. When you're stuck on hold and you have to keep pushing different numbers. Hidden fees made the list. Somebody's chewing with their mouth open. There's no sports stuff on here, which is super surprising to me. Because I know so many people that throw the remotes and video games. Throw in your controllers, throw in the remotes. Number 11 was on the list was the trending report, though. It fills a lot of people with rage. Yeah. Do I want to tell you the snake story?
Nah,
I probably shouldn't. That's later. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out this dude out in San Francisco. He recently broke up with his boyfriend of a year and a half, and he's feeling desperate, and he's looking for love, so he decided to make rebound brochures, which he dropped off all around town. It's basically a little advertisement for who he is, what he's looking for. There's a link on there for you to send him a message.
It's a great idea.
And why not?
That would be a great idea for anybody.
Anyone. It's really well done. It's a good quality print on a very good-looking cardstock, from what I could tell. And you can check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dam and Jeremy.
Clickbait.